From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama says he's launching a new approach to promoting food security in Africa. As NPR's Michelle Kelman reports, the president's calling for all hands on deck.
President Obama, who's hosting the group of eight leading industrialized economies, says the G8 has to keep its pledge to invest $22 billion in the agriculture sector of Africa. He says his new approach also includes big investments from the private sector.
Today I can announce that 45 companies, from major international corporations to African companies and cooperatives, have pledged to invest more than $3 billion to kick off this effort.
The president was joined by the leaders of Ethiopia, Ghana, and Tanzania for the announcement. He said Africa was an exporter of food 50 years ago, and there's no reason it shouldn't be feeding itself and exporting food again. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Mitt Romney's campaign has released a new TV ad, which the campaign says will run in a number of important swing states. NPR's Brian Naylor offers this snapshot.
The spot is entitled Day One and purports to outline what the first day of a Romney administration might look like.
What would a Romney presidency be like? Day One. President Romney immediately approves the Keystone Pipeline, creating thousands of jobs that Obama blocked. President Romney introduces tax cuts and reforms that reward job creators, not punish them.
The ad goes on to say a President Romney would also begin replacing Obamacare with, quote, common sense health care reform. The spot indicates that for now, the Romney campaign intends to stick to a positive message in its media and leave the negative attacks to outside groups. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The prosecution's main witness in the federal perjury trial against Roger Clemens says some of the medical evidence he saved in a beer can was not used on the former pitcher. McNamee had said the evidence proved he injected Clemens with steroids. Under cross-examination, Brian McNamee testified a pin stashed in the can as evidence may or may not have been used on Clemens. Facebook raised $16 billion in an initial public offering yesterday. Today, it's everyone else's turn. With a public price set at $38 a share, the value rose to $42 in the first minute. The fever pitch open now behind us. The price has settled back slightly. Business Insider CEO Henry Blodgett encourages potential Facebook stock buyers to wait a bit.
It is critically important to even long-term investors to not just frantically buy it wherever it opens.
The company's valued at $104 billion. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 4 at 12,438, the Nasdaq down 4. This is NPR. Baby boomers should submit to at least one test for hepatitis C, says the Centers for Disease Control. In proposed guidelines, federal health officials advise that 1 in 30 baby boomers has been infected with the liver-destroying virus, but most do not know it. Hepatitis C-related illness such as cirrhosis and liver cancer take more than 15,000 lives every year. A Japanese firm says one of its rockets has successfully deployed a foreign satellite for the first time in that country's history. John Matthews in Tokyo tells us the Korean-built probe is designed to monitor the environment.
With the U.S. and Russia dominating the satellite launch vehicle industry, the contract for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries marks Japan's first foray into the market. Among three other domestic-made probes, the H-2A rocket launched from an island in southwestern Japan carried the CompSat-3, a satellite developed by the Korea Aerospace Research Institute. Korean media reports this is the first probe built entirely with Korean technology. A spokesperson for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries says the successful launch will make Japan a more viable option in the international market. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
By early next year, the wreckage of the Costa Concordia cruise ship will be gone from the waters off Tuscany, according to the company contracted to handle it. The ship's now lying on its side near the port of Giglio Island. The head of Titan Salvage expects to have the ship upright by early winter when it'll be ready to tow away. Maryland does not yet sanction same-sex marriages, but the state's highest court has ruled that same-sex couples with a valid marriage from another state can divorce in Maryland. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.